point B and hope I can get these last QSOs in the log here. Such is life. Oh well, a lot of fun, a lot of work and all that. K5LLL, Echo Mike 10, net controls of Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday Night Net, now looking south, looking for check-ins. Over. Well, nothing heard from the south. Let's go to southwest. K5LLL, Echo Mike, up and net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday Night Net, looking southwest towards San Antonio. Standing by. You can still talk anyway. It's better than I can do. Thank you much, Bill. Any others from the southwest? Over. None heard. Okay. Let's see. To the west, K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday Night Net. Looking west, standing by for check-ins. Over.
NOE3XO05.
NO5K, EM10.
November 5, Yankee Charlie, checking in and checking out.
Okay, let me run down the list here. We got W3XO-5 and N05K, N5YC in and out, no comments, and N5GDB, any others, over. Okay, none heard. Swinging on back around and see what we got up to the northwest. K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday Night Net. Standing by for check-in northwest. Over. Okay, we got in... broke my pencil and trying to write it down here. W5 Echo Echo Mike, was it? And another station, over. Okay, K5GJ and N5EEM and also N5AC, if I recall, over. Okay, very good. Thank you much. Any others from the northwest? Over.
Yeah, none
heard. Going to the north. 5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday Night Net. Looking now to the north, standing by for check-ins. Over. Nothing heard. Northeast, College Station, K5LLL, Echo Mike 10, calling the net and looking towards the northwest for any check-ins. Over. Northeast, sorry.
W5SXB is giving you a call.
Okay, didn't catch SXB. Let me get back there. Let's see, W5SXD, K5LLL, net control, you trying to check in, Dick, over? Yeah, not copying here, not copying. Let me get back around to the east and then we can come back and see about late check-ins. We'll put him down on the list here. Okay, off to the east, K5LLL, net control for the Roadrunners Microwave Group Sunday Night Net, looking east, standing by for check-ins, over. Well, nothing heard, okay. Well, it's been a long day. Let's swing back around to the southwest and start getting comments so we can get out of here at a reasonable hour so I can get on the road at a reasonable hour in the morning. So, thank everyone for checking in. We had a nice time during the contest. Worked some 400 and something cues and a couple of hundred grids. So, had a lot of fun and... Haven't got a final score yet, but looks pretty good. W5GVE, Bill, your comments for the net. K5LLL in the net, bye.
K5LLL in the net, W5GVE. I did a lot of listening, and it was exhausting just listening. You and N5IG and K5CR, indefatigable. There's your 50 cent word. Nothing else to report here.
Roger, Roger, Bill. Well, your report is going to have to include the definition of indefatigable or whatever the word 39-cent word was. Thank you much, Bill. Enjoyed the contact and all that, and we had a lot of fun. I guess that's about all we can say. It was something else. Do we have any other check-ins from the Southwest? K5LLL, net control, bye. Okay, none heard. Off to the west and see what our westerly group has. W3XO stroke 5, sorry we couldn't make it on 3456, but we made it halfway, I guess. So wonder what else you have to report. W3XO stroke 5, K5LLL in the net, bye.
Okay, Ron, K5LLL in the net, W3XO stroke 5. It was quite a contest. I think my first contact was at something like 1830-something. We didn't get home until 1:30 today, and I still had around somewhere around 550 contacts. And of course, most of them on 6 meters, lots of grids, haven't counted those. So that was amazing to be able to be working the Maritime provinces in Canada and the West Coast at the same time without turning the antenna one way or the other. And I think no real DX, actually one GRR, I guess, was the most DX, although some of those Canadians were further, of course. Lots of New England contacts and so forth and so on. So we didn't have too much time for the higher bands, and sorry we didn't work on 3456. Who knows what about that thing. Anyway, that was it for what I was here for. It was a good time. K5LLL, W3XO, stroke 5.
Roger, Roger, Bill. Okay, sound like you're getting hoarse again. Sound like you need some more throat medicine and all like that. Glad you had a good time. That's what it's all about. And we enjoyed it also. Thank you much, Bill, for your comments. NO5K, Ben, wonder what comments you have about the contest or whatever. K5LLL in the net. Bye.
LLL in the Roadrunners group from NO5K. Well, it was an interesting contest. I was off and on both days and kind of tried to stay away from 6 meters even though I knew it was open. The G5RV showed up at about 14 to 1 VSWR on the flex. And of course, running 20 watts, that didn't make much effective radiated power. It was 14 to 1. But that's the way I ran the radio and mostly worked 6 meters today. And I missed a lot of people. I didn't hear from Greg GJ at all and several others, and missed quite a few bands with those that I did run into. Put the 10-meter radio out in the yard and copied the beacon quite nicely, but nobody else. But of course, I'm in a hole here. I don't have a horizon. On 6 meters, I totaled 138 QSOs and 30 grids, which is pretty amazing for me as a casual operator. And I didn't total up what I did on the other bands. And I guess I didn't hurt the flex, so it's a tough radio. K5LLL with the net at 05K.
Yeah, real fine, Ben. Well, that's something to be said. N05K, K5LLL in the net. It's something to be said, I guess, about the flex. At least it's sturdy enough to go ahead and undergo all the rigors of contest operation. I'm still waiting to get mine, so I guess that'll happen here before too much longer. Thank you much for your comments. Let's see, N5YC had no comments, but he did check in, wanted to say hello to everybody. We tried tried him or worked him on a few bands and like that. Okay, N5GDB, Lloyd, K5LLL in the net. Bye for your comments. Over. Yeah, real fine, Lloyd. Sounds like y'all got your work cut out for you now. At least try to get the thing implemented and get it up and get it on the air. That'll be real nice. I think it'll be nice to have a 222 beacon around and all like that. I don't think we ever have too many beacons. Always nice to know when your radio's working and so on like that. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun with it. Thank you much, Lloyd, and look forward to seeing what all comes out of that. Okay, let's see, swinging on up around, N5AC, Rover. Appreciate all the grid multipliers and contacts and all that. And glad that you and your group made it out and did the whole thing and like that. Glad to hear that there is still some rover activity. It always helps. N5AC, your comments. K5LLL, in the net. Bye.
K5LLL, N5AC. Yeah, we had a real good time. We had some challenges. And some of you probably know we popped an alternator Saturday as we're heading down south to San Marcos. And so we drove back to Austin. We went back using our generator powering and Astron power supply to keep the car running to make it back home. But we installed the generator Sunday morning and made everything work. So we made it back out again today. But we spent most of the day with Ryan working, my son Ryan, W5RFH, working 6 meters. And we ended up with 172 contacts and 85 multipliers on 6 meters. We just had a blast doing that. So a great opening. And of course, we enjoyed working everybody on the microwave bands we could as well. 73, 5 AC.
Yeah, roger, roger. So thank you much, Steve. You know, we always appreciate the rovers. That helps the score a lot. We were kind of wondering how things were going to go, but really glad to get the high band multipliers. That sure helps a lot. Thank you much. How many grids did y'all put on the air, Steve? Over. Okay, I guess that's enough of it. Okay, thank you much, Steve. Appreciate your effort. K5GJ and the group, rover group there. Greg, you might report, on what all you did, how many grids you did, and so on like that. K5GJ rover, K5LLL in the net, right?
Yeah, 195. Yeah, K5LOL in the group, K5GJ. We're trying to take the back road to Georgetown Airport. I had to work this weekend up at Hamcom, so we didn't start the contest until about 7 p.m. Saturday night up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So really, we just piddled around Saturday, and this morning we left Fort Worth very early and drove as far north as Echo Mike 14 Ardmore, and then across over to 04 in Warrico, Oklahoma, and then down, you know, the O's and stuff and back in there. We had a new set of rovers with us, including John N5 Echo Echo Mary, who started his roving by driving to Georgetown from San Antonio and then catching a flight with a friend of his up to Fort Worth. So, planes, trains, automobiles. We also had quite a bit of challenges like Steve. I lost my 6-meter Suelo before the contest even started. Lost my 2-meter beam. I had to have a beam FedEx to me in Dallas to assemble in Al Ward's office Thursday night before the contest. You know, just a bunch of challenges. We had a great time. 169 Qs, 82 multipliers. Not nearly as good on 6 meters with a 5/8 wave vertical, but it's all we had. We still made about 66 contacts, so not too bad. And just had a good time, and 3 new people got to experience rovering. K5LO on the group, K5GJ.
Yeah, real fine, Greg. Thank you much. Really appreciate the effort and all that. You know, it really helps. And glad that you got some new blood out there seeing what roving's all about. And I hope it sticks with them. Hope it doesn't give them bad taste about roving, because without it, it would be kind of dull trying to work things when propagation is lousy like it has been. Thank you much, Greg. You and Steve and your groups for your effort and all like that. We certainly appreciate it, at least from here. And glad you were able to put on Echo Mike 13 and 14 and the other grids there. That helps, even though we didn't hear them. We didn't work much further north than Echo Mike 13 ourselves here. It just, propagation was not supporting it. Thank you much. Appreciate the effort. Let's see, W5SXD, if you can, if you're copying K5LLL in the net, bye for your comments if you're copying. Jake, over. Never did copy Dick, and appreciate you passing it on, Bill. I guess you're receiving better than I am. W5GVE, I know you probably need a bill for some of it, but I'm not sure I'll be able to give you a whole lot of information. W5GVE, K5LLL. Pull the plug or something. Good job tonight, Ron. Get some rest and drive carefully in the morning. K5LLL in the group, W5GVE. Yeah, real fine, Bill. Glad you got enough for the net notes. We'll be looking forward to seeing them. Okay, any late check-ins, K5LLL, net control, bye. Okay, we got VH and TR. Okay, Tango Radio, WK5TR. George, hope you had a good time, and did you break 2 million? Over. That makes me feel puny. You know, it was good. 6 meters was really good. Without it, I wouldn't have had anywhere near the score and all like that. But glad you had a good time and did such a good score there, George. Okay, thank you much for the comment. Anything else, George? Over. Roger, Roger. Thank you much, George. Glad to hear you on and all that. Yeah, I think
think we ended up with about 150 mults on 6 meters, which I thought was real good for a single hop. But I didn't stay with it totally, obviously. Thank you much. K5EH, Tom, what all do you have to report this evening? K5LLL in the net, bye.
Well, nothing too much. I was listening during the contest, hoping for some 2 meter e-skip, which never materialized, and trying to do some work and catching up from the being gone for almost a month. So, not a real, made a couple of pages of contacts. Saw that it was going to go just exclusively 6 meters almost, and stopped putting any effort into it other than to listen. It was real interesting, propagation, very good e-skip, just never seems to be as good as what the Europeans are getting over there. They're consistently getting MUFs over 200 megahertz, and it's just astounding to me. I wish we were seeing that here. It would be a lot of fun to be working 222 e-skip, but maybe it's yet to happen. Ran across an interesting note on the solar cycles, cycle 24 and the next 125. Looks like they're going to be very small, in fact, the smallest minimum since the 1300s. So that's what one prediction says based upon influences from the solar giants of the solar system causing the, which apparently causes the perturbations in the sun to create the cycles we see. Interesting paper, I'll forward it to the net later. K5LLL, K5EH.
Yeah, real fine, Tom. K5EH, K5LLL in the net. Sounds interesting, and glad you had a good time away from home and all that. I know it's a lot of stuff to catch up when you come back, and looking forward to the 222 beacons. That'll be nice, and so on like that. Let's see. There was one thing I was going to comment on, but I guess it passed through and didn't stick. So maybe I'll think about it later. Okay. Any other late check-ins? K5LLL, net control, bye.
Call me at W3XO stroke 5.
Okay, W3XO, go ahead with your comment. Over.
I see a couple comments. One is, never heard Ben so loud as he was over here tonight. Sorry we didn't work him in the contest there. On the 10th, and I tried to call Tom, and he wasn't home, but at 14:45 and again at 15:26, I was CT1HZE. First on CW at 15:26 on sideband, no problem at all. Had a pretty good signal over here for about an hour. Let's see, what else? Well, I talked to Dick at W5SXD. He didn't connect with him, Ron. He didn't come in.
Say that again, Bill. I missed it about Dick. Over.
Yeah, we're not able to get Dick into the net.
Negative. He called when I was pointing to the south, and that's what GVE reported. And when I got back around there, apparently he was already gone.
Yeah, okay. When I worked in this afternoon on a couple of bands, he said at the time, I think it was around 3 or 4 o'clock, he said he was already ahead of last year on points and contacts and so forth, so he did real well, so it's probably going to be between you and George and Dick, I would imagine, for the top honors here in the Texas area. Well, he's in North Texas, of course, so I guess it's between you and George there as far as the South Texas. But as far as the West Gulf, the three of you, I think, are probably the ones. Go ahead.
Roger, Bill. I wish I had the optimism you had, but George has quite a few multiples, better score than what I had. So I'm not even, you know, I do it for the fun of it. And, you know, of course, it's a contest, so we like to do the best we can and do a lot of grids. And, you know, my sights were set on breaking VUCC on 6 meters, and I went through that so quick it was funny. And then finally ended up with about 150 grids on six. So, you know, it was good. I got a good score. It's probably one of my best scores. But, you know, then again, everybody else does the same thing. So, you know, we're in it for the fun of it and enjoy it. That's all we can do. Thank you, Bill, for the comments. The comment I did want to have to Tom was that I did work W5ZN on 6 meter e-skip, and you know, it was getting pretty short. A couple other stations also up in the northern part of Oklahoma and stuff like that. I was looking for 2 meter e-skip, but the skip never got quite short enough, I guess. Okay, thank everyone for checking in. Everybody go ahead and get a good night's sleep, and we're going to let the XYL drive, I think, on the way tomorrow so I can sleep on the way to work. Again, thank everyone for checking in. See you all next weekend. One further comment. Anyone looking for Echo Lima 15 on 6 meters, W3UUM is going down next weekend, and he will have 6-meter gear with him. So if anybody is interested, contact W3UUM by email is what he said. I don't know what his email address is, but I think QRZ.com has it for him and all that. So if anyone's interested in working EL-15 on 6 meters only, no other bands, he said he'll be down there and be more than happy to work skids with anybody. Thank everyone again. See you all next weekend. K5LLL, Net Control, closing down the net.
Yeah, I'll remind everybody that next week is a spurt contest, so we'll see everybody on 6 meters then, including W3UM, W3XO-5.
And it's also a meeting weekend, Bill. We do have a meeting down at OMA's in New Braunfels, I believe, next weekend. Yeah, IT K5EH.
Yeah, can I catch up the band, Tom, or is it okay here?
No, it's fine. We're through now. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I've been monitoring. Listen, is there some sort of a provision for
unless there's been a rules change since last year? I wrote last year, and it was definitely not the case, but they are making changes, and I honestly didn't keep track of what this year's were. Over.
Okay, and I don't know if he's listening. I think it's Steve, but it was near the end, and I started thinking, well, maybe I got Greg and Steve confused, K5GJ rover. But then I said, no, I already worked K5GJ rover and EM01. And I thought I was calling AA5JG. And I must have gotten confused, heard someone else calling AA5JG, because there was a lot going on. And M5AC came back to me, rover, and I thought, he's still in O1. I said, haven't we worked in EM01? He said, but not on CW. And I said, okay. So I gave him my grid, and I made the cue. And I didn't want to delete it until I took a look at the rules. I thought maybe you could, maybe it was an exclusion for rovers. They could work more than one mode.
Yeah, go ahead, George. You probably know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you don't know which one he might delete if they're duplicates, but it will catch him.
Okay, I'll leave him in there. There's two. The other one was John in Magnolia, EM20, W5ZG. I worked too on CW also. No, you're not asking me, are you? Well, you know what I'm running over here. I didn't add it up, but looks like 83 Qs and 23 grids on two. It's pathetic.
Well, considering most of the contest was on 6 meters, that's not bad, Dave.
Yeah, that's true. I wished I had six, but I didn't.
Yeah, 6 meters looks really good over the next few weeks. I'm really hoping for some 2E skip also.
Yeah, I was salivating just listening to you guys talk about how good six was. No, but I heard it almost sounded like a lot of meteor pings. I don't know if that was just the verge of E-skip openings or... And I was, like Tom, I was listening intently. I was hoping for one, but no joy.
Yeah, I was getting close. I saw the MUF on Sherlock getting above 100 megahertz, and it usually underreports it, so it was close.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, you're super weak, by the way. I don't know what you're running. Did you get that I tried to call you the other morning?
You have a problem with your antenna, Bill. I'm super strong to everybody else, and everybody else is strong to me. What was the question?
I said, did you get that I tried to call you on the phone the other morning when CT1HZE was in? Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. I've been kind of trying to keep track of whenever there's some European DX or whatever coming through, and so appreciate that. I'm trying to keep an eye on it. I'm on a computer watch and trying to watch Sherlock when I can.
Yeah, he was in for a good hour. And filled up finances when you're filling up, so I called him on sideband and he came back on sideband.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, I worked KL7NO in Alaska a while back, and that was in for a couple of hours here.
Well, that's why I appreciate you calling me on that one, because, you know, I visited with Al when we were up there, so that was nice to work him, and we had a good rank queue for about 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, you need to call me on my cell phone number and not the old number that I rarely answer anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you told me that. I think I have both numbers here.
Yeah, the 787-6204 number is the one to use.
Okay, well, we'll do that in the future there, okay? I just thought you might want to try to work him. As I say, I work him every year. Yeah, but that may be the only European I work this year. Who knows?
No, I think it's going to be better than that. Is he the guy that's right out there on the coast that is so consistently hurt? I remember him last year, I think.
Yeah, you're phased out. He's got a super station over there, a super location, just overlooking the Atlantic Ocean and so forth there. Okay, talk to you later, K5EH in the group W3XO-5.
Okay, Bill. Well, thanks. I'll catch you down the log. I gotta get some rest. K5EH is out.
And
then you came way up.
My last comment, Tom and George and Bill and everybody, I can report that I did hear Maury, KR5Z, working in the Fox mic. He was working Fox mics. He said he got a couple of new states. And it's probably no surprise, but K5QE was working into... I know he worked Echo Lima 79, KE4YID, and He was getting a lot of, you know, Echo Mike 44 and stuff like that, but I guess that's typical. But Maury, I don't know what mode it was, but whether it was Tropo or E-Skip, but he was working in the Fox mic.
That sounds like 6 meter stuff. I was hearing stuff all the way up into New Hampshire, and other people worked into the Maritime provinces in Canada on 6.
Well, he was doing that on 2. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know about Maritime provinces, but he was working Fox mics on 2 meters.
Well, that's probably some trouble that we didn't get. Most of the weather patterns have been disturbed out this way, which is why we're not getting any consistent tropo, although it's been hot and warm, over.
Yeah, you know, it's a good thing that low moved through. We had rain here. I don't know if you heard or read about it, but there were water rescues, people on top of the rooftops just to the northeast of me up in Navarro County on Wednesday. I took off this week, and I think it was Wednesday. I was watching the news at noon, and there were people on the roofs over there. So, you know, that low kind of moved up through the northeast, and I thought that was going to mess things up, but it moved on off.
Yeah, there's been some localized flash flooding that was that same serious level down New Braunfels here about a week ago, and people were on their rooftops there getting flooded out. So it's the season for that.
Yeah, some camp up in Arkansas, but those 10 or 20 people got washed away.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, maybe even more than that, Bill. That was pretty awful, but fortunately it wasn't in a real populated area. It just happened to be that campground got swamped. I mean, there's like a couple, over 100 people missing.
That's right.
But mostly campers.
Well, listen, 7-3 guys, and I'm going to take George's tip. Just leave it alone. Yeah, I was sorry to hear about those people up there. That's tragedy. And we didn't get much rain.
Yeah, I just got back from Tennessee and did recovery work there, and there's thousands of families there that have got real serious problems with rebuilding and still some that need to be cleaned out. So there's all this weather that's happening all across our southeast, and there's more to come. And the hurricane season is just getting started, so I'm working on the emergency side of things. I'm getting more serious about that. K5EH.
Good for you, Tom. Very commendable. Some or four of us need to do that. K5EH is a Tetra W3XO-5.
Well, that's the reason I wanted to do field day this year, because I'm actually getting more serious about using ham radio in various situations now that our cell phone network is not nearly as reliable as the good old-fashioned landlines, and people are getting away from those landlines were nearly 100% effective, and cell phones just are not. So it's, you know, we've still got these weather problems people are having, you know, to be taken care of, and we don't always have communications, even in the best of times. K5EH.
Yeah, our club is going to do something interesting for field day this year. They're not going to have field day as such, but they're going to send operators out to the various Red Cross, I don't know what they call them, anyway, stations that this Red Cross here in Kerrville services. I think they go as far as Sonora. I think there's one in Mason, of course, Fredericksburg, etc. They're going to try to send people to those places to see if they can communicate back to the home station here.
That's an excellent idea. That's one of the better ones I've heard lately.
Yeah, I sort of volunteered to write it up for the newspapers. We'll see how they do and how much I can embellish it.
But one of the things, one of the points to make to the general public is how we've replaced our landlines with these portable telephones. It's more convenient but less reliable. We don't have the access to telephones when we really need them now. It's a serious concern.
Well, that's why I wanted to get AMSAT to get on the ball and try to get money from the government to put up this package on a geostationary satellite. And hams could, you know, with a satellite that's always there, could really communicate very effectively.
Yeah, but it's limited bandwidth, and it, you know, there's only so far you can go with the satellite phone. So whether it's a ham radio satellite phone or whatever, the bandwidth issues would end up biting you. I think we have to use all of our bands as optimally as we can, Bill.
What kind of bandwidth do you want? We'll give you anything you want.
I don't know. How about 1,000 voice channels?
Oh, I'm sure that would be quite easy. I think the hard part would be the TV and the data and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Well, if you really think, what, is it something up that would be up at 24 gigs or something?
Well, you know, it hasn't been built. That's the point. It's the bill, even to get on the satellite, is $7 million, and that doesn't include what you build.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting thing. I hope you come up with something. Well, I'd be satisfied with just getting the terrestrial stuff to work. For instance, our HSMM, you know, one of the reasons I initially got so interested in it was the possibility of providing high-speed data connectivity to the Internet in emergency situations, and that has yet to be proven. So I'm going to, I may just ding up Glenn on this and see if I can get him to be a little more focused on the external world instead of just the software, over.
Yeah, it's going to take more. And as I keep saying, if we can get some relay points, get over to Fredericksburg, I might get interested to see if we can do it. Then I can connect to the hospital downtown here. And of course, that would also connect to the Fredericksburg Hospital. So, until it gets a lot closer to me, I'm not going to bother with it.
Yeah, exactly. And the same thing here. You know, just even from out at Dick's place, we ought to be able to connect down to the Red Cross in Austin. It shouldn't be that difficult a task, but I don't know if it could be done. Anyway, good ideas, and we'll just see. Maybe we'll yet turn this field day back into what it was originally supposed to be. K5EH.
Okay, Tom, whatever you did, you came way up, but got to a different antenna. Did you ever get a hold of or send anything to that BE38EU?
I haven't had a chance to do that yet, Bill. I guess I need to, to mention it to him. The problem is that project, which for me to offer him anything, I would have to build it myself first and operate it. That means I have to get my tower up, and that's not going to happen till the fall. So there's probably a good year before I'd offer anything commercially for somebody, unless they're willing to invest serious amounts of money. K5EH.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Tom. As I say, I heard him on 6 meters talking to somebody, complaining up and down that he could not find on the antennas that he could put on his 300-foot tower. And, what was it, the KB6KQ or something is out of business and so forth and so on. And he was looking, and that's when I broke in and told him.
Okay, well, I guess I need to just send him a quick email. VE3 what?
Echo United.
Echo United?
Direct, that's correct.
VE3 Echo United, okay. I'm making another note of it, and I'll see if I can get my email engaged here. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, very good. See you later, Tom. K5VH, W3X05. Well, I still have a voice.
Yeah, it's gotten pretty gravelly now. 73 Bill, K5VH out.
Good talking to you, fellas. Y'all have a good one. Hope you enjoy the contest. N5IT.
Okay, Dave. Nice to work you, W3X05.
Yeah, thanks for the contact, fellas. 73.
Yeah, good night, Dave.